An effort to reduce pollution is going after one of your kitchen conveniences. Starting today in Raleigh, North Carolina, the city puts in place the nation's only ban on new garbage disposals. Officials say the common appliances cause grease to accumulate in sewers, which leads to raw sewage spills. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
People who maintain city sewer systems look upon cooking grease with about the same level of affection that cardiologists look upon cholesterol. There are few things that cause as much havoc in wastewater pipes as the used oil, shortening, and fat that many of us mindlessly dumped into the sewers.
See all that right there?
Yeah.
All that dirty white color, that all that is grease.
Robert Smith is a sewer maintenance supervisor for the city of Raleigh. Every day, his crews travel through neighborhoods opening manholes and inspecting the pipes below, like this one that serves an apartment complex. Almost always, they discover the sewage flow has been obstructed by large, hard, white blobs.
That's the main problem that we have. All this grease builds up in these lines, builds up in these manholes. The water doesn't have the way to get out. It starts rising up. You know, and then you got the sewer spill we got to clean up.
To try to prevent those environmentally damaging sewage spills, Smith's crews use a special truck to flush away grease with water and chemicals. They do it on every sewer line in Raleigh, repeating the process about twice a year. Mayor Charles Meeker says the annual cost runs into the millions of dollars, and he blames much of the problem on garbage disposals, which he says encourage bad kitchen habits.
You certainly can put grease down a sink without a disposal, but when you have a disposal in a house, you're more likely to grind up things like chicken bones, and the amount of grease that comes out of each house is increased by about 20%, which across the city is, you know, thousands and thousands of gallons.
So today, Raleigh becomes the nation's only city to outlaw garbage disposals. While people who already have them can keep using them, no new ones can be installed. Meeker hopes residents will start composting their food scraps. But it's clear many aren't ready to give up their disposals yet. City Councilman Roger Koopman says he's heard so much outrage about the ban that he's reconsidering his support for it.
With this particular issue, I've gotten, I think, at least 1,000 emails. A lot of people told me they find it fairly invasive for us to make this kind of a ruling, telling people, well, you cannot have these devices in your house.
Okay, so now we're going to turn on the new Evolution XL.
Among the people who consider the ban invasive, or at least misdirected, is David McNair, a vice president of InSinkErator, the world's largest maker of what they call household food waste disposers. McNair says his company's appliances are good for the environment because they reduce the amount of garbage in landfills. And he says disposal shouldn't be singled out as the only source of sewer grease.
It's coming from any number of sources. It's coming from people pouring bacon grease down their drain. It's coming every time you do the dishes in your sink or in your dishwasher. And we've offered to help the city educating homeowners about what to do with grease in the house. And the simple rule is don't pour it down the drain.
InSinkErator and other industry groups successfully lobbied New York City to repeal a similar ban on garbage disposals 11 years ago. Now, McNair says they'll try to do the same thing in Raleigh. Tomorrow, they'll argue before the city council that their ubiquitous kitchen appliance has been unfairly demonized. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.